A song wishing a good journey, cute furry animals dashing to freedom, and a crowd of thrilled onlookers. You could have seen all those things in Washington's Upper Skagit River Valley on Wednesday. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports on the latest attempt to bring back a forest predator called the fisher.
Singers from the Lummi Nation Tribal School serenaded the reintroduction of the elusive predators who've been absent for more than 70 years. Fishers were once widely distributed through the forests of Washington and Oregon, but fur trapping, indiscriminate poisoning of predators, and logging wiped them out in this region, except for a few in southern Oregon. Reintroduction efforts in Washington state began 10 years ago, and now have come to the North Cascades, where Jason Ransom is the lead National Park Service wildlife biologist.
It is a lot of work. It's a lot of effort and a lot of time and a lot of planning. But it's the right thing to do. People extirpated these animals, and the habitat's here, and the food is here, and they belong to this ecosystem.
Ransom's son, Liam, says he'll long remember how the six fishers took off like rockets into the mossy forest when other fourth graders opened the doors of the transport boxes.
They're like a wolverine, but kind of longer, I guess, like skinnier, longer tail.
The Park Service, the state, and outside partners hope to release about 80 Canadian fishers over the next few years to rebuild the population in the North Cascades. I'm Tom Bonsi near New Halem, Washington.